Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Mr. Richard Pennyman, ladies and gentlemen. Otherwise known as Little Richard. Still rocking after all these years. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Still rocking after all these years. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Sarah Heiner is here. Sarah Heiner is the president of the outstanding publishing firm that her father founded. They published the book Bottom Line, the newsletter, I should say, plus a number of other publications. She's the president of that fine organization, Bottom Line Publications. Sarah, in you, congratulations again on the great success of the company. There's something that you guys reported on recently called the Pink Tax Ripoff. Now, what does this mean?
All right, so let's tell you about what's going on in the latest issue of Bottom Line Personal. So I am not one to get hung up on gender discrimination or that kind of thing.
Until they start messing with your makeup.
Well, this was it has nothing even to do with makeup. There are products. Women are, I'll call it, penalized. We are charged more on all sorts of products. The New York City Department of Consumer Affairs did a study in 2015. Overall, things that are designated as women's products cost 7%
Why?
More than men's.
Why?
Because, I don't know, because they can.
Because women will
women
pay
do
for it.
And I'm talking about things like deodorant, shampoo, conditioner. I'm not even talking about, like, fancy women's shoes that have all sorts of buckles and sparkles and stuff. I'm talking about shampoo and deodorant, like basic products.
Because they know, and folks, and look, I've been around women a long time when all their shampoo and their makeup and all that stuff. If you put a little, and I hate to say it, and I know, please forgive me, but if you wrap it up nice and pretty and you tell them it's going to make them beautiful, women will buy it. You think I don't know this? Look at the bottles in my bathroom.
I got them too. My husband has, we got
bottles,
two daughters.
And bottles and bottles.
Right. So it's true.
New bottles. Oh, by the way, and lots of new bottles.
Well, because you have to vary it.
Okay.
You have to vary
okay,
it.
Okay, but,
you don't get
but here's the point. See, I can use Prel. I can use whatever the hotel wants. I don't care. I don't need a rose on my little shampoo bottle.
Women do.
I know.
But it costs
so
the same.
Is it your own? So my question is, Sarah, and you're the perfect person to ask this, is it your own fault?
Probably. You know, I mean, women, you know, women in general definitely buy a lot of those products. Women in general like what is a little prettier. I don't know. Women buy most of the products for the household. You know, men are hunting. You know, women are gathering. Men are hunting. Hi, give me the deodorant. I don't care what it is. Fine,
that's
great,
right.
Done. And women are looking for the right smell. So that I don't know. Maybe it's because they can. They didn't. The study didn't get into whys. It was the government. They simply were wanting to know the whats.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't just on the older people stuff. Little kids' toys. The discrimination started young. Little girls' bikes and scooters were 6% more than boys.
Mm.
Little girls' shirts. Like clothes, like the little teeny kid T-shirts.
Is pink paint more expensive or something?
Not that I'm aware of. And I was trying to think about, like, I understand women's clothes might be more expensive because there's a lot of different kind of detailing pleats and stuff that have
of
to
course.
Go. I'll buy that. Little girl shirts, 13% more than boys. Overall, another different study by the state of California, women spend over $1,300 more per year on similar goods and services than men do.
But over your lifetime, maybe it evens out because your insurance costs less than mine.
You're right. Insurance, and at bars, women get ladies' night, and men have to buy us drinks.
Exactly.
So.
That's exactly right. That's and interesting that you would bring that up, Sarah, by the way.
moving along, do you want to hear what else we have to talk about?
No, I want to talk about I want to keep talking about the pink thing. So, is this something that should be dealt with, or is this just the marketplace? Why can't we leave the marketplace alone?
Let
women solve this for themselves.
I agree. I wouldn't do anything. I wouldn't deal with it. I wouldn't legalize it. I wouldn't illegalize it. I simply would have smart consumers. That's what we're telling our readers is you just have to be aware so that, you know, all things being equal, go buy unscented men's deodorant.
How about this, Sarah? A woman, some woman hears you and me talking, reads your article in your outstanding bottom line publication. And they say that, and they say, wait a minute, we're going to change this. We're going to put brown wrappers and say, this is women's products. This is make you beautiful. It's make you smell better, blah, blah, blah. It's in brown paper, and we're not, and we're going to charge you 13% less. And you try to you know, do the opposite, right?
They could. Let them try. Would it sell? You know what? That's free
would
market.
Would it sell?
Would it sell?
Yeah.
You know, I think in
some
this
women
world
would, some
of,
women wouldn't.
I think some would, some would. I think in this world of going green, I think in this world of that there's a group of people that wants simplicity and the group of people that are all about, you know, no gender discrimination and all that sort of stuff. If you launched a line of egalitarian health and beauty products, it could. They could make a political statement. It would be a good gimmick.
Let me give you a guy comparable. In if you go to a fishing, like a Bass Pro Shop or something like that, you go to a fishing where you can buy fishing lures. They make certain fishing lures where you can actually look like a little fish, right?
Mm-hmm.
They put a brow. They put like a furrowed brow on the eye of that little make-believe fish, right?
Yeah.
Guys like that. We like seeing that our lure is mean.
I got that.
It's like the rose on the box. We'll pay more for that lure because it's got a mean brow.
Well, yeah.
See?
Yeah.
It has to feel right. Viva la free market, right?
Without a doubt. You know what? and great for it. You know,
hey,
that
Sarah,
that
need,
is the
I
beauty
your,
of it.
I need your website.
Bottomlineinc.com.
Let's get you back real soon. We got more to talk about.
Please, that would be great.
Say the website again one more time.
Bottomlineinc.com.
Check
Find
it out,
all
folks.
Of that's publication.
Good people. The president is Sarah Hyder. You know her. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.